Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Okay, time for Speed Jokes. Speed Jokes are sponsored by Team Hochberg. Ah, there's our friendly, familiar music. Thank you very much to Team Hochberg for bringing you Speed Jokes. I had a doctor's appointment Monday. The guy put on a rubber glove with a lubricant on it and asked me to bend over, and I thought that was really strange for a dentist. Dave just brought some coffee up through his nose. You don't get to see that every day on the radio. On my grandfather's tombstone in Chicago, it reads, "I voted Democrat all my life, and I still do." In fact, Chicago police were chasing Viagra smugglers down the Chicago River. The bandits threw their illegal stash overboard. All the bridges went up.
And they're still up.
If your bridge is up for more than 4 hours. When I was a kid, I got lost at the fair. I asked a helpful police officer, "Do you think we will find my parents?" He said, "I don't know. There's a lot of places for them to hide." Yesterday, we told you about Karl Marx's sister, Anya. Well, did you know that Alan Turing, who cracked the Enigma codes, also had a sister named Kay, who provided drinks, snacks, and sandwiches for him and his friends? Here's a joke. Actually, I've got two short jokes and a long joke. You want to hear them?
Yes.
Joke. A book fell on my head. I only have my shelf to blame. Oh, and this one comes to Jan Carlin. Thank you very much, Jan. I like this one pretty well. This is the Guess the Punchline joke, kids. I once knew a nun that only ate microwave soup. She was a blank. Dave, you can't play because you already heard the answer.
I did.
Jen, have any guess on that? I once knew a nun that only ate microwave soup. Grzanich, you're kind of busy doing news in there.
I've been working on this, though, on my spare time here.
I'll just do this
I'm
joke
stumped.
On the radio. I once knew a nun that only ate microwave soup. She was a ramen Catholic.
Oh.
Not bad, Jan. We love you, too. Speed jokes come your way every day around this time. Send us your jokes, please. And we know we have listeners throughout the United States of America. Some of you are sending them on. Tell them to email them to johnwilliams@wgnradio.com. You can share them with your friends. You know, we post them after the show every day at wgnradio.com/speedjokes.